Hi there. The word for you today is on how to accomplish great things. In Nehemiah 2 verse 18 we read, they replied, let us start rebuilding. So they began this good work. It's said that of all the people who have dreams, only 1 out of 10 fulfill theirs. And why is that? Because the other 9 never started. To enter the promised land, Israel had to cross the Jordan River at flood stage. And they were afraid. God said, Joshua chapter 3, when you step into the water, it will roll back. It did, and they reached their destiny. So here's my question to you. What are you waiting for? Perfect conditions? You'll never find them. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 11:14, whoever watches the wind will not plant, and whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. Let me give that to you from the New Living Translation. Here it is. If you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. You say, I'm waiting for God to move. Respectfully speaking, has it occurred to you that maybe God's waiting for you to move? What are you waiting for? Everybody to agree with you? When David announced his intention to go out and fight Goliath, his older brother Eliab, who was a general in King Saul's army, told him, go back home. You're embarrassing the family. But David refused to be put off or put down. You know the story. Instead, he went out and defeated the giant. And with God and his help in your life, you can do the same. What are you waiting for? Until you feel qualified? Hear me. Don't miss this. God doesn't always call the qualified, but he always qualifies the called. Regardless of your education, nationality, or gender, God will use you. Oliver Wendell Holmes, the great jurist, started studying Greek at the age of 80. When a friend asked him why, he replied frankly, it's now or never. Isn't that great? Because Nehemiah was willing to start, God gave him a glorious finish, and he'll do the same for you. So, what are you waiting for? Come on, get moving.